River 949, Marnie and Campo for breakfast. And this is a horrific story, Marnie. An Ipswich dog that was found hundreds of kilometres away from home with horrific injuries has believed to have been involved in a dog fighting ring.
Mm.
Now, this dog, Harley, a Staffy Cross, was discovered on the side of a road near Chinchilla, close to death after disappearing from Ipswich on August the 23rd.
That's terrible.
Found him, Marnie. He was in such a state. Now, Marie from Arthur & Co. Pet Detectives says there's no doubt, given the extent of Harley's injuries, that he'd been involved in dog fighting. And Anne-Marie joins us now. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning.
This is awful.
This is disgraceful.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's an incredibly disturbing, troubling and very upsetting case.
So, Anne-Marie, I mean, obviously, as you said, from the injuries, you're pretty sure this is what's happening. Is this something that happens a lot? The dogs just disappear because I have heard this in years gone by from yards and they can, you know, they'll be taken for this purpose?
Yeah, so, look, there are lots of cases where dogs disappear under very suspicious circumstances and are never seen nor heard from again. The official stance from the authorities, you know, the police, the RSPCA, is that they hear rumours of dogfighting, but there's never any evidence to confirm that it exists in particular areas. Well, here is the evidence. We have a veterinary surgeon who has confirmed that these injuries are consistent with a dog fight, and it's not just one occasion because he has injuries from a few weeks ago, and then he has recent ones. So it does appear that Harley has been attacked multiple times, and there's no question that a dog has caused it, given the teeth mark puncture wounds.
Yeah, well, I suppose the thing is trying to find out where this is happening and what you do.
Well, you
from
start
here.
From where the dog was found, no doubt, near Chinchilla, and you just start working backwards, yeah?
Yeah, well, look, he went missing from Ipswich, and what we do know is that he certainly didn't get to Chinchilla on his own.
No.
There was most definitely some human intervention there, but so it appears that he was just sort of dumped and left for dead on the side of a road. It's unlikely that the people involved in these sorts of unsavoury activities would dump him anywhere near where the activities are occurring.
Yeah. Right. So,
but they must have travelled from somewhere. There must be some sort of evidence, you know. If it was a human being, surely they could track down what's happened. But obviously, you know, it takes a bit more with the dog, yeah?
Yeah, look, if it's a human being, they'd have the whole road cordoned off. They'd have forensics there. They'd be pulling traffic cams and footage.
That's what I'm saying. There's got to be traffic cams of cars at that period of time. There must be some sort of evidence where you can track these people down.
Yes, well, the police are onto it. The Ipswich police are onto it, which is comforting, and hopefully they find the people responsible.
I mean, obviously, you know, you do want to find what's going on, and hopefully if you can find one, it may, you know, lift the lid on many other things where this is, Anne-Marie. I mean, what are they looking at? I mean, because this is a heinous thing and a horrible, horrible offence. I mean, if you could, you know, find out what's happened and press charges, what would happen? What would they be looking at?
Oh, look, it would depend on the nature of the evidence the nature of the magistrate or judge that heard the case. So unfortunately, though, what we do know is that punishments for animal-related cruelty matters or animal-related crimes are very light on, and they're not enough to deter people from doing these things. So we need to have harsher punishments, and we need to have better application of the legislation that exists to protect these animals. And that's really, you know, a job for the police and the RSPCA to enforce that legislation.
Mm. Yeah. Well, they need to, you know, like as far as I'm concerned, a life is a life, right? Yeah. So to be doing these things and leaving people in those situations or pets or whatever, you know what I mean? It's the same thing. It's awful, awful stuff, yeah, you know? And anyone, you're right, it keeps happening because they're not being punished.
Well, that's right. If anyone sees something suspicious like this or, you know, dogs being taken or what have you, where can they go? Obviously straight to the police, yeah?
Yeah, look, they can try the police first and hopefully it's taken seriously. Mm. If they don't feel that they're being heard or listened to, they can always call us. We have a record. We have a record of anonymous tips that can come in, which we can then collate and forward to the police as well. Absolutely. But the first port of call should always be the police.
Mm.
And then if that doesn't get them anywhere, then certainly give us or other people like us a call.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you, Anne-Marie. It's a terrible, terrible story. No doubt we'll hear more about it in the near future.
Well, thank you for having me.
Anne-Marie from Arthur & Co. Pet Detectives, Marnie. Just disgusting
Isn't it
story.
Awful?
Yeah.
Just terrible.
River 949.